This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans are experiencing the most expensive Thanksgiving in recent memory, inflation continues to hound the U.S. economy.
Families can rest easy. Grocery stores are well stocked with turkey and everything else you need for Thanksgiving.
The American Farm Bureau has done a nationwide audit of costs, and it may not seem like much, but when added together, it's like paying sales tax twice. Turkey is up 24%, frozen pie crust 20% higher, dinner rolls and fresh cranberries will also cost you more. As President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil to ease gasoline prices, many energy experts call it a drop in the bucket. Oddly enough, Democrats and climate activists are supporting more oil from America's strategic reserve. It should be noted it was President Biden that cut the supply when he killed the Keystone Pipeline, creating more demand, as green energy cannot pick up the slack needed for our energy needs. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guilty verdict for three men that hunted down and shot an unarmed man in Brunswick, Georgia.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
When sentenced, the men are expected to face life without parole. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brunswick, Georgia is about an hour's drive north of Jacksonville, Florida. Three Thanksgiving games in the National Football League today. Bears at Lions, Raiders at Cowboys, and Bills at Saints. First kickoff is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As homes across America are starting to get the smells of Thanksgiving, Andrea Belatevich from 1-800-Butterball on Fox News has some tips if your bird is still frozen and what temperature you should reach for proper cooking of the turkey.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, where we have been talking turkey and inspiring hosts to get cooking, like you said, for the last 40 years. And they can call us this morning at 1-800-Butterball. There's still hope. There's still a little bit of time. If their turkey is still a little bit frozen, they can do our cold water thawing method. It really speeds up the thawing process. And you want to get the turkey thawed before you put it in the oven. So you definitely want to prepare your stuffing right before you're going to roast your turkey. Lightly place it in the cavity because as it cooks, it's going to expand. And then you definitely need to take the temperature with a meat thermometer. It needs to reach 165 degrees in the center of the stuffing to know that it's fully cooked and safe to eat.
Fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton on MSNBC is standing up for President Biden, pointing out all that he has accomplished in his short time as commander-in-chief.
You know, democracy is messy. You know, a lot of people got, I think, kind of frustrated looking at the messy process of legislation. And they didn't really appreciate that within a year, the Biden administration has passed two major pieces of legislation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Megan Barth. She is in the house. Yes, the founder and proprietor of BrigandBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to have you with us.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good to be here. Thank you.
Boy, a lot to be thankful for. In the midst of all the craziness, I guess one of the things that I'm thankful for, Megan, I got to tell you, is that it would appear that America as a country is becoming unified behind our freedoms and our Constitution, and they are starting to push back on this woke insanity.
Yeah, and it's not just the woke insanity, and I guess this actually proves, too, I mean, Dave Chappelle is up for an Emmy. So is this actually the canceling of cancel culture? And I'm here for it, definitely.
Yes.
I just read that news this morning. And you know, what's taken a hit in the midst of all of this wokeness, is not only our personal freedoms and liberties, but our abilities to really just laugh and be self-deprecating. I mean, comedy has suffered. When's the last time you went to a movie as funny as, you know, Blazing Saddles or Airplane?
Exactly.
They just don't exist anymore. You know, the writers in Hollywood have written in all of this woke nonsense and all this political correctness, and it's just simply not funny. And so we see, you know, the suffering and the backlash from that, I believe, is David Chappelle. I mean, he really is the face of comedy these days, because he's really a traditional comedian in the sense of maybe a Richard Pryor or an Eddie Murphy or a Seinfeld. And many of these comedians of the past warned everyone that, you know, comedy is suffering because of woke culture. And then, of course, we all suffer because of woke culture, because we can't find a place to be entertained, especially with the bad news of the day.
Exactly. You know, Megan, I've often said in the creative arts, you know, people must have, they must have a canvas to work with. And this is what's happened to comedy. Their canvas has been taken away. And that's sad. I mean, you imagine, here you are, you're wired, you're gifted to do a certain thing, and you're told that you can't. And it's peculiar that only one portion of our society that is very loud and annoying has taken away the funny out of our society. But I'm starting to see the funny come back. You know, I was talking with another comedian, a conservative comedian. I said, what is it with the left? They're just not funny. They're just so miserable. When do you think they're going to get, you know, fed up with themselves? And, you know, you hear comments from Bill Maher and others on the left now, you know, noticing the same thing. So this is what gives me hope. Maybe we had to go through this phase, because I often tell my kids it's experience that defines preference. And I think maybe our society needed to get a shot of ugliness to realize that it's not fun, you know? There are better ways.
Well, right, and the pendulum has to swing back, right?
Yes.
The pendulum can only go so far left before it will then settle towards the middle and swing back right. So, I mean, I think that's what we're seeing is just the arc of the pendulum, you know, reach its maximum swing, and then it will come back. And it's really up to the people to decide. I mean, you know, when you look at purchasing power, for example, conservatives are the largest purchasers and consumers of goods, whether that be entertainment, whether that be sporting events, whether that be commodities, et cetera. So it's really the consumers that are driving this pendulum that it swings back to the center.
Well, and look what's happened. I mean, Joe Biden, in less than a year, has devastated our economy. Though he has his talking heads trying to tell us differently, it's like, wait a minute. You know, we're going to the stores. I don't know what's happening in your stores, but we're seeing empty shelves. We're seeing costs going up. You're saying there's no inflation or maybe a little bit of inflation or maybe it's just transitory inflation. I mean, this is insane. You know, we go to the gas pump. I mean, this is an immediate tax that's impacting the wallets of everyone across the country here. And, of course, we're hearing the same kind of pain coming out of Europe as well. So this seems to be a global issue along with this pandemic. But the reality, the stark reality of all, is quite awakening, if I might say.
Well, and the Democrats have actually admitted that there is inflation. And they did so by tapping in to the strategic oil reserve, 50 billion gallons, I believe it is, or barrels, rather, of oil. And that is the largest withdrawal of reserves, even beyond the Gulf War of 1991. And this was prior to, the release was after the letter that Chuck Schumer and 11 other Democrats signed and sent to Joe Biden, basically begging him to do this because there is so much pain at the pump right now. And Stephen Horsford, who is our congressional representative, Democrat in Nevada, also went on Twitter, and I wrote about it on the Nevada Globe. You can find it there, basically saying that gas has surpassed over $4 a gallon, and, you know, Nevadans are having a tough time filling up their tank and heating their house as winter approaches. Yes, we do have cold winter here in the desert. And so the Democrats are not doing this because they care about the American people. No. They're doing it because they care about their political legacy and their political future.
Exactly.
Because people historically vote with their pocketbooks. And if they are still paying over $4 a gallon of gas come next year at this time, November, we will see a red wave like we have not seen in probably since 2010 and 2012.
Yes. Well, you know, and the thing is that watch the language of these Democrats now, how they're abandoning ship. In Florida, you've got Congresswoman Demings, who's running for office. I think she's running against Marco Rubio here. And she's flip-flopping. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, she's trying to come out, taking a stance on immigration, which is directly opposed to Democratic policies. So, you know, they're going to start to alter the language because they realize these policies are devastating and they're fighting, as you say, for their very political lives.
Yeah, and what you're going to see, we have, and I can speak from a Nevada perspective as kind of an expert because I'm the editor of the Nevada Globe, but Catherine Cortez Masto and the Senate race in Nevada really is going to be the primary race in which the Senate might be flipped. Catherine Cortez Masto aligns herself publicly with radical leftist organizations in Nevada, but then she comes out publicly when she speaks as a moderate. You can't have it both ways. You can't be a progressive champion and want all of the Green New Deal and the Build Back Better and what I call the basically Build Back Bankruptcy in your political resume. And then all of a sudden start talking completely different and trying to align yourself with the center. Like I said, you can't have it both ways, but when you look at the electorate and when you look specifically in Nevada, we have more registered independents than we've ever had before, and actually the registrations exceed both Democrat and Republican registration. So, you know, the politicians aren't stupid. They're seeing how we have more independents here in Nevada. And if you look outside Nevada and you look at Virginia, for example, the hot button issues that gave Youngkin the sweeping victory, as well as Virginia delegates throughout the Commonwealth, what gave them the majority in the Commonwealth as well as Youngkin and the majority of the executives in Virginia, was kitchen table economics. It was
exactly
kitchen table. It was kitchen table issues. It specifically centered around parental choice and parental empowerment on teaching this woke nonsense. And it's not even woke nonsense. It's akin to pedophilia.
Right, exactly. Megan, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up, and we'll continue our conversation with Megan Barth after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, 19 minutes
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth continues with us, founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. I think that Democrats are going to be hard-pressed in the midterms, Megan, to play the game to try to run to the center, because the people bought into that narrative, that lie from the media and all the social media oligarchs that Joe Biden was a moderate. And he kind of wasted that card. And people aren't going to want to get in line to be fooled again with this moderate charade because of all that, you know, that they've instituted, all the money that they have spent, their commitment to, you know, this progressive agenda is, I don't know how they escape that.
Yeah, it would be, you can't really, a leopard doesn't change a spot. Like I said, yeah. when you judge a person's character, or if their reputation precedes them, it does so not because of their words, but because of their actions. And so we have seen the actions of this Biden administration through its policies, whether it's vaccine mandates, which now, if you think the store shelves are empty now, just wait until after January 1. He has just basically mandated that truckers or anyone who is legally crossing the border must be vaccinated. Well, the trucking industry is already having a problem. They are short truckers. The gas prices are high, obviously, the highest they have been. So this is going to put another pinch on the supply chain. Supply chain, when this mandate goes through. And one very interesting thing I've noticed in regards to vaccine mandates, if you've noticed, when the vaccine mandate was supposed to be imposed unilaterally on January 4th of 2022, well, because the appeals court stepped in and basically upheld a court ruling that, no, these mandates are flagrantly unconstitutional and very concerning. Companies now are following the law and not following mandates.
Exactly.
Walt Disney, finally, companies are going to start following the law now?
Yeah, imagine that.
Is that what you were supposed to do from the beginning?
No.
And so we have all of these companies backtracking on these forced mandates. Walt Disney World, one in Florida. Caesars Entertainment here in Nevada just withdrew the forced vaccination of their full-time employees and part-time employees. And even the testing, even the COVID testing is going away. Because companies now are following the law. And that's all this comes down to. Mandates are not laws. They are basically edicts from an out-of-control regime who is not led by Joe Biden. I'm not sure who is in charge of this country, but it's certainly not Joe Biden.
Well, it's one of those, experiences of, a government being led by committee, it would seem, and we know what happens when things are led by committee. And of course, we're living that out. And as you said, the proof is right there. People have been experiencing, COVID, all the lies, all the, misinformation, the canceling of reasonable doctors, experience into the narrative. They don't want to hear about it. They want you to just buckle your knee. I mean, here it is. You're reporting at ReaganBabe.com. The FDA finally produces the first 91-plus pages of documents from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine file. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, this is very concerning. Number one, the FDA wants 55 years to produce all of their documents. And this request was through a Freedom of Information Act request. And they want 55 years to release all of the information. In just the first 91 pages they released, it shows an extraordinary amount of injury and death related to the vaccines. And this is also reported by VAERS. But when you talk about it, whether you're a doctor or whether you're a social media influencer or whomever you are, you're canceled. Well, why can't we talk about this? The FDA has backtracked on plenty of vaccines in the past with 1/100th of the injuries and deaths that have been produced from these mRNA vaccines. But 55 years after most of us will be long gone.
Exactly.
And the children who are now being forced to be jabs will be an ARP. They'll be retired people if they make it that long. This is egregious. True republics or democratic republics are the most vibrant when there is transparency. They are the least corrupt when there is the most transparency.
Exactly.
The actions by the FDA, the actions by the CDC, the actions by this administration is cloaked in secrecy. And we cannot simply sit back and say, oh, okay, that's no problem. No, it is a problem. And so I would encourage everyone to read that article. It's a little scientific. However, it shows you data and numbers don't lie. Politicians lie.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if you saw that video from Dr. Ryan Cole. This guy's an expert epidemiologist. He's many doctors, MD, and all the other degrees. As he, by his own admission, said, yeah, I spent a lot of time in school. I probably learned more than I needed to. But he says, I'm a smart guy. I know this stuff. And what he brought to bear on the whole question of this was the VARS numbers. You know, the VARS are saying that, you know, at the time it was 16,000 deaths of people that got the jab. Post-vaccination, they died. And of the 16,000, they only had one autopsy, Megan. And you know, being around this business, I mean, autopsies are key. That tells you the things that you need to know. And the fact that they've only done one autopsy after 16,000 people have died, and now it's over 17,000, you know, that's quite revealing in and of itself, isn't it?
Well, I mean, this is just blatant medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the first two words that come to my mind. If you can't find the source of the injury, meaning if you're not doing the investigative work, which is exactly what an autopsy is, in order to determine the amount of death, what are we doing?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to know. It's like we don't want you to know, and you don't want to know. And people have been so bombarded with all this manure, they're just worn out. They're brain bruised on it, and they're surrendering, you know, to this jab, not even knowing what kind of consequences are involved. And then they see a guy who's, you know, he's a gifted athlete, Aaron Rodgers, who says, "Whoa, wait a minute here," and he presents his case, which is, you know, quite compelling and reasonable and intelligent, and you know, in light of all the faux information that we've been getting about COVID, the false numbers and everything. Now, what are we, over 770,000 people supposedly have died of COVID? But don't forget, the CDC several months ago said that really the real number of COVID-only deaths is about 5%. So we still haven't even reached the level of deaths that a flu season would bring.
That's correct. And so this is why you must take a step back and say, geez, why is all this disinformation and misinformation that we're being accused of, however, it's really coming from the source of the mouths that were telling us that we're in a pandemic, we must lock down, we must stay home, we must, you know, not send our kids to school. You know, all of this is nothing but more of fear. And so I've said this before, fear is a very potent, manipulative emotion. And so the politics of fear really sells. And you find out who can be malleable to your design and who is going to submit to your whims and to your mandate. And so what the Democrats have done through these politics of fear, specifically and unfortunately, which is very evil, using the medical industry in order to do so, they have successfully divided the population between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And then what they've also done is they've basically isolated the unvaccinated and have treated a whole segment of population, no matter if you have natural immunity or not.
Exactly. And they don't even want to study that. Megan, we only got about 45 seconds left at ReaganBabe.com. I want people to read the official Public Health England data that says COVID infection rates, to your point, higher in vaxxed than unvaxxed. 25 seconds left. What say you?
We all always must own our own bodies. If we don't own our own bodies and our own blood, we own nothing.
She's the one and only, Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Americans are experiencing the most expensive Thanksgiving in recent memory, inflation continues to hound the U.S. economy.
Families can rest easy. Grocery stores are well stocked with turkey and everything else you need for Thanksgiving.
The American Farm Bureau has done a nationwide audit of costs, and it may not seem like much, but when added together, it's like paying sales tax twice. Turkey is up 24%, frozen pie crust 20% higher, dinner rolls and fresh cranberries will also cost you more. As President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil to ease gasoline prices, many energy experts call it a drop in the bucket. Oddly enough, Democrats and climate activists are supporting more oil from America's strategic reserve. It should be noted it was President Biden that cut the supply when he killed the Keystone Pipeline, creating more demand, as green energy cannot pick up the slack needed for our energy needs. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with America. Bill Martinez here. And are you ready to kick off the holiday giving season online? Well, officially, it starts next Tuesday, and we're going to learn what we can do to give back this Giving Tuesday and beyond. Roya Winter is back with us, the communications manager for social impact at Meta. But before she does, a little background here. The power of social connection fundamentally changed how people give back to their communities and create ripple effects of kindness around the world. Now, this giving season, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, as you know, will be offering people more ways than ever before to unlock generosity within themselves and their networks. Whether you're inspired to start or donate to a fundraiser, give your time through volunteering, participate in a drive for essential goods, offer items for free on neighborhoods, or support a local small business, there are many easy options to make a big difference in the world right now from your phone. It's just that easy. And as I mentioned, Roya Winter, the communications manager for social impact at Meta, is here to talk all about it. Roya, great to have you back. How are you?
Bill, it's so good to be back with you and your listeners, and thank you so much for the warm introduction.
Well, I'm excited about Giving Tuesday. I think this is a blessed time for everybody because, you know, it's that old tried and true axiom that it's better to give than receive. And, you know, I think this is a good time for our, you know, communities to come together and give in a real special way. And thanks to Meta, Facebook, they'll be matching up to $8 million in eligible donations made to U.S. profits on Facebook, right?
You got it. And we see that, as you mentioned, now more than ever, how people are using Meta products, especially Facebook and Instagram, to support causes that are important to them. We know how important nonprofits are in the fabric of their communities, both local and beyond. And what's incredible is that we're trying to make these easy and accessible, and we're inspired every day by the ways people are using our tools. And really, starting a fundraiser is just a few taps or clicks on Facebook and Instagram. But the key here is that it's the $5 here and the $50 there that add up to that ripple effect of generosity and kindness that you were mentioning.
Exactly. It's amazing how little it takes and how big it can get. It really mushrooms out. Let's talk about some of those easy ways people can raise money this holiday season for their favorite cause.
You got it. So you can, you know, first donate to or start a fundraiser on Facebook and Instagram. There's over 1.5 million nonprofits that are eligible. We just expanded that on Instagram as well. So that Rotary Club down the street from you or the community shelter that's in your neighborhood is likely now able to be fundraised for. And we cover all fees. So 100% of what's raised goes directly to the organization.
How much goes back to the organization?
Every dollar. So when you fundraise and donate on Facebook and Instagram, we cover all the fees. That's the payment processing fee and the cost of running the platform. We know how important those dollars are for the nonprofits. We want to make sure that it gets directly to them to make the impact that they're doing in their community.
What a great place to invest your giving dollars, because as we know, look at companies, organizations, you know, because they have to, you know, cover their costs and everything like that, can charge anywhere from, you know, 5-3%, sometimes as high as 50%. But for Facebook Meta to make it all included, that 100% goes is just an incredible gift. Now, speaking of which, I kind of teased everybody that Meta is giving back yourselves this Giving Tuesday. Tell our audience more about this.
You got it, Bill. So we are donating $8 million in matching donations to nonprofits here in the U.S., kicking off on Giving Tuesday itself, which is November 30th. And this is just a small piece of the pie, because really it's the community that blows us away every year. Last year, people raised $135 million during giving season, which when you think about it, again, it's these small acts of generosity and kindness. And these aren't just for the large national nonprofits, which of course need your support as well. But these include those small neighborhood community-based organizations that really, like I said, are the fabric of so many communities across the country.
Well, the numbers here, Roya, are phenomenal. I mean, over 1.5 million nonprofits are involved with Facebook's fundraising tools. They've raised more than $5 billion for nonprofits and personal fundraisers across Facebook and Instagram. I mean, this is what this is all about, isn't it?
It really is, and it's what brings me to work every day and to see the incredible impact that people can make, right? Like, Bill, it's just amazing that we have the power of technology, we have the social connections that we do, and to think that people can then transfer that energy into supporting a good cause. You know, starting a fundraiser is simple as a few clicks or taps if you're on your phone. You can add a donate button to a post. You can encourage your friends and family to join you. And people might think, well, you know, what can I do? I'm one person. But when you multiply that, again, it's those ripple effects of kindness and giving. And really the giving, as you mentioned, Bill, goes beyond just dollars. It could be something like volunteering your time or expertise. We have digital drives on Facebook that allow, you know, teachers to set up what they need for their classrooms, or nonprofits that say, hey, we need, you know, food or warm jackets for vulnerable people in our community. And so you can provide gently used items. We're also expanding a feature called Neighborhoods, which helps, you know, it's a standalone area within Facebook connecting neighbors to each other, which we know during these times is so important, right? People are feeling isolation, especially our elderly neighbors. And so how do you provide, you know, maybe even upcycle things that you've gently used to those neighbors, provide help through community help? We hope to provide the opportunity for people to give back, whether it's time, goods, or even their dollars.
Wow, this is awesome. Roya, this is such a wonderful thing that Facebook has been doing. And I want to thank you on behalf of our audience and the team that puts all this together, because this is just brilliant, and it keeps getting bigger and better as more people engage. This is exciting. I can't wait until we talk next year and find out how many great new ideas have evolved out of, you know, the circumstances this year, you know, between COVID and also, you know, there's some rough weather ahead. And as you mentioned, isolation, the weather will isolate some people. So if there's ways within a neighborhood that you can connect, you know, I had a dear friend that was living in Colorado, and he said during the wintertime, all they saw was garage doors go up and garage doors go down. We never saw anybody inside the house or anything like that. And I said, how sad, right? You know, and that was in Colorado. I mean, we're talking other areas that can be much more, you know, much more difficult and much more lonely. And this is a way to connect with your neighbors, even though you're dealing with some of these issues of isolation, right?
You got it, Bill. And I hope, you know, I'm inspired as you're talking. I actually got chills there as you were describing, you know, the importance of community. And again, we've seen this now more than ever. And what makes me really proud about our, you know, our company and our tools is the ways that people use them just blow us away. I mean, finding that support for a neighbor who's isolated, providing that warm coat to a child. Bill, we've talked about other stories here on your show before, but there's, you know, there's a 12-year-old girl named Chelsea that actually started a charity called Chelsea's Charity to provide art kits. We're talking crayons, markers, paper, other art supplies to kids who've experienced homelessness or other traumas. Think about it. 12-year-old girl has sparked a movement to help her community give thousands of children the access to art supplies. And exactly. When you think about the lives that are impacted by something so simple that we could take for granted if we're, you know, living in, you know, in a situation where that's accessible to us, to see the vision of a little girl turn into such an incredible movement is exactly the sort of thing that you know, provides this inspiring moment and really sparks other people to want to give to.
Yeah, I often think about what is this little girl going to be like when she's an adult, if she has a heart like this at the age of 12. This is really special. Roya Winter is Communications Manager for Social Impact at Meta, overseeing communications for the giving team and charitable initiatives. About a minute left here. Another quick story, if we have time, and then tell our listeners where they can go for more information, Roya.
Absolutely. So you can go to facebook.com/fundraisers anytime to start a fundraiser, even within Instagram, add it to a post or story. I can share another organization with you and your listeners, Bill. One is called Cloud Covered Streets. We've seen people in our communities experiencing homelessness, as you mentioned, you know, inclement weather and difficult situations. Cloud Covered Streets provides hygiene and resources for those people and actually has raised over $100,000 on Facebook. To think about the sort of effects and change they can provide, you know, one-to-one for people in those situations, again, is the sort of work that inspires us to keep building and to see the way that people use our tools to make a difference in their community.
Well, Roya Winter, thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. And everybody, get involved. Let's have a spectacular Giving Tuesday as it starts out next Tuesday. Roya, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Take care. See you next week, or next year, I should say, to give a good report of all the great work people did.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Adam Holtz, the PluggedIn.com director of said such organization with focus on the family. I think I'm still in a food coma here, so my brain is slow in reacting, so I hope you'll put up with me, Adam. How you
doing? I hope that I'm not sharing your coma because, you know,
okay.
All that turkey, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, like I was talking with somebody else, it's not just the turkey, but when you get family together, it's all the special traditional family recipes that come together.
Yep.
That you look forward to every year that you can only have them. I think if there was any loss last year because of COVID and families not coming together, I think the thing that really upset people most was that, hey, what happened to all those family traditions and those special recipes, you know?
That's right. I mean, our pancreases were the only ones celebrating last year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I trust it was a great one for you and the family. I love this season because it starts out a period of time, and especially, you know, for our country, if we've ever needed it. It's a time of Thanksgiving, and as I was talking with somebody else about, the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims, when they met with, the native Indians there when they first came to Plymouth Rock and had the first Thanksgiving. This was right after an incredible year where 50% of the Pilgrims had passed away due to disease and that. But they still found it in their hearts to want to come together and thank God that they were here in America, that God had fulfilled his promise to them to bring them to a land to where they could honor and worship God freely.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right, Bill. And I was thinking about the whole idea of giving thanks this week, and I was thinking about it in this way. We've had kind of an awful week. I won't give you the full litany. Just let's suffice it to say that all sorts of bad things happened this week before Thanksgiving. And nobody has to tell me to grumble, right? Nobody has to tell me to complain. I will grumble and complain pretty naturally on my own. You know, really all I have to do is get out of bed and to begin to feel the pains of my joints when I first awaken in the morning. It's natural and easy to focus on what's not right. But I don't know. There may be personalities out there that just naturally are full of gratitude and thanksgiving. But for me, at least, Thanksgiving and giving, you know, really expressing gratitude to God is always going to be a choice. I have to choose to do it. And I love that we have a holiday that sort of burns it in once a year, you know. And, yeah, you know, like anything, you can do it by rote and it can, you know, just be what you do because it's what you do. But it's a great reminder once a year, and it's a great reminder that I actually want to be a person of gratitude and not grumbling.
Yes, exactly.
But I have to choose that because on any given day, there's plenty to grumble about. But like you said, these, you know, the pilgrims lost half of the people who were there, and they could have chosen to have a holiday of, you know, community mourning, but they didn't do that. They chose to give thanks for what was still good, even in the midst of tragic loss. And there are many families that are in that place, you know, this year, too. It's been a lot of loss over the last 2 years. So, but we can choose to give thanks.
Well, part of what connects us there in Thanksgiving is our faith. Because when we pause to give thanks, we realize that it's out of our control. And part of what you're talking about, it's that sacrifice of praise and the idea of sacrificing of praise. It's doing it when you don't feel like it.
No, exactly.
And, you know, so that's part of what sacrifice is all about. And so in a sense, maybe this might be a sacrifice of Thanksgiving for you when you just don't feel
right.
Like it. You just, you know, like you say, emotionally, we're humanoids and we're burnt out because of COVID, what's happening with job loss, vaccine mandates, all that's been going on, a very hostile culture right now. But, you know, it's our faith that projects us and secures us and, it gives us a sense of and connection with God's promises that all will be well. And what does this, all this lead into? See, what I love is that the roadway here that is all laid out in this attitude of gratitude, it takes us to Christmas.
It does.
And here's where God gives us the ultimate, the eternal Christmas gift of our salvation. I mean, to think about that this season is that this is the crowning glory of it is the babe in the manger. Amazing.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. And it is a process and a mindset. And you and I talk about media and entertainment a lot. Obviously, that's what I deal with at Plugged In. And so much of the time, I think that entertainment and screens and all that stuff, it can invite us just to be numb. And when we give thanks, I think that there's something invigorating about giving thanks because we're focusing on what's real. We're not focusing on something virtual, you know, or something that is transitory. We're really focusing on who God is and the good things that He has given us.
And I think in and of itself, Adam, it's an act of humility.
Absolutely.
You know, to thank someone, you know, you it takes you out of your arrogance for a moment to say, wow, that's right. It wasn't me. It was God. And I need to be thankful for God. Or, no, it wasn't me. It was my wife.
Right.
You know, and all that is very humbling. Hey, I do want to talk about, you know, some movies and some special, you know, because it's the season. And I know for a good portion of our country, weather is an issue and people are going to be spending a lot of time indoors. But I do want to give just a real quick shout out and preview because we're going to be talking about it more down the road is I did have an opportunity to talk with the Irwin brothers about the American Underdog.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. What a great movie.
What a great movie.
And it's set aside, going to be released on Christmas Day. There's another Christmas present for you. But
it's fantastic.
This is
it's a fantastic film. Obviously, we're prohibited from saying much more than that at the moment, but you'll want to mark your calendars for that one. If you're a football fan, or if, like me, you're from Iowa, it's the Kurt Warner story. And
yes.
I had heard, you know, just broad brushstrokes, but I really had no idea how intense his story was and how, you know, he literally went from failing out of college to bagging groceries to miraculously ending up as an NFL starting quarterback. I mean, it's an incredible story.
It really is. And the thing is also, it's a love story.
Yeah.
The marriage of he and Brenda is really, really special. I'll tell you, I think, you know, whether you're a football fan or not, you're going to get something from this movie, and especially in appreciating hopes and dreams that they do come true. And, you know, if you hang in there, you know, and maybe it's not the way we expected it to be, certainly for Kurt and Brenda, it was beyond what they expected.
Yep.
And the thing is that, the beyond for him was Brenda. Brenda really carried him into that area of life that he needed.
Yes.
She was that missing component to complete him and to make him the superstar and the inspiration that not only he, but his whole family, the entire family is, they could almost be individual movies on, you know, on the kids and everything else. I mean, it's quite a story, to say the least. But anyway, that aside, of course, we're going to talk more about it. Like you said, so much, we're right on the edge of the embargo restrictions.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know,
although I don't think they'd bust us. They wouldn't bust us too hard because we both really like the movie, but still.
Well, we're trying to respect these things, and
exactly.
I appreciate it. And the Irwin brothers are just such, you know, just special gentlemen. I've always enjoyed whenever I've had time to speak with them. They're just they're such a joy and encouragement. All right, so let's talk. Look at it. It's Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to be spending a little bit more time at home. What movies should we be streaming and looking forward? What are some of your favorite movies during the holidays that you want to watch?
Well, you know, it's funny. When you look up Thanksgiving movies, a lot of them are the same ones as Christmas movies. But I don't think you can go too far wrong with, you know, the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown special. I mean, it just has that old-fashioned goodness. And, you know, there are the old Rankin and Bass Christmas specials that are great, too. But I think the great thing about Charles Schulz was we get this very quiet, very gentle faith element that is really wonderful. There aren't, like I said, too many purely Thanksgiving-themed movies. You know, if you can deal with the crassness, and this is a decidedly unplugged-in kind of statement, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is sort of an old classic.
It's such a hoot. It is a hoot of a classic.
But certainly it's John Hughes' humor, and sometimes with those 80s movies, we forget there was maybe more profanity and more crassness than the good feelings that we remember. You know, I think for my money, any of the versions of Little Women, Little Women is a story that sort of culminates at Christmas, but it's also that story of anticipation, you know, of these four young women and the various paths that they're on. And you know, I'm partial to the, I believe, 1991 version with Winona Ryder, mostly because I had a crush on Winona Ryder. But the 2019 version is really quite wonderful as well. So I think that is one. And if you're, you know, venturing out to theaters, there's a movie called Encanto in theaters right now, or Encanto. Somebody corrected me and said I was a little gringo on my pronunciation.
Well, you still say frijoli, so it's okay, but it's
all right. Exactly, you know, quesadillas and whatnot. It's a terrific movie. This is one of my favorite Disney movies in a long time.
PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Adam, as always, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you